Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be back here with you today. And it's Happy New Year, January 2nd of 2018. That's going to be hard to remember for at least a few weeks or a couple of months to write down 2018. Of course, people don't write checks like they used to. That used to be when you messed up the most, was when you were writing a check and you couldn't put the right year down. But it is 2018. We have entered into another year. And we talked about New Year's resolutions last week, and I don't know if you've made any, if you've already broke your New Year's resolution. I have a friend that said, you know, he doesn't see why you should make New Year's resolutions. You can make changes any day. And that's absolutely true. Absolutely true. You can do that any day. Well, I wanted to talk about several things today. I took a little hiatus from the news. I took a long weekend. I don't do that very often. Sometimes I get one day off when we have a holiday, but this time I took 2 days off and now I'm kind of lost. So I'm back in the saddle again and ready to go. But I saw these news articles over the weekend yesterday. I figured that was the newest news, and it's still, they're still talking about some of the same old stuff, and a lot of them took a break, so there wasn't much of the current news going on last evening where I was watching and listening. But Bernie Sanders, he has vowed, he has taken a New Year's resolution. He has vowed to fight against Donald Trump in 2018. Now, I don't know about you, but how I hear that is the Democrat Party is going to continue to do nothing for the American people. They're going to continue to be obstructionists and not do their job. That's not why you elect them, to fight the president. That's not what the contract called the Constitution tells them to do. So they're going to continue to ignore the Constitution, and they're going to continue to ignore the will of the people, because the majority of the people, regardless of what they want to keep screaming, the majority of the people elected President Donald Trump. And you do not elect a senator or a Republican or a representative to fight the president. They're supposed to just simply represent you. They're supposed to. They have a very limited list on their job description. And they are doing none of those and doing absolutely nothing for the American people right now. Republicans are pretending. But these elected officials, we call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals, they're fighting Donald Trump because they hate the Republic. They don't, well, they do understand what the Republic is. That's why they hate it so much. But unfortunately, the majority of the American people do not understand what the Republic is. They do not understand that. If they did, they would understand that, like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, they have the power all along. We have the power all along. De Blasio promises to continue in New York with a progressive era, a new progressive era. No, he's not going to continue to represent the people. That's not what he's going to do. He's going to continue with progressive, new progressive era. Something big is happening in New York City, he says. A new progressive era in this city history. New Yorkers deserve to know a whole day's worth of sodium could be in one menu item, and too much sodium could lead to detrimental health problems. They're back on controlling what you buy, what you eat, what you drink, because that's why you elect them, right? You elected Mayor de Blasio so that he could tell you how much diet soda you can or how much regular sugary soda you can or cannot drink or can or cannot buy. Isn't that why you elected him? Is that his job? No, it's not his job. And it's not the job of Bernie Sanders to fight the President of the United States and obstruct. It's his job to represent the American people. And if anyone should be angry with the system, it is Bernie Sanders, because he was cheated out of the primaries. He more than likely might have been the Democrat nominee for president over Hillary Clinton had they not fixed it. So if anyone should be angry, it should be Bernie Sanders. But no, he's not, because he's a true socialist. He's not, because he's not a republic. He's not part of the republic. He doesn't want to be a part of the republic. He doesn't like our founding fathers and what they fought for. They are the ones keep calling us a democracy. That's not what we are. That's not what we were designed to be. We're a republic, if you can keep it. And we have failed to keep it. So we're putting up with D.C. occupiers. We're putting up with obstructionists. And here we start 2018 with a promise from Bernie Sanders. The resolution from Bernie Sanders, and he's hoping all of you join him in that resolution for the new year, to do everything in your power to fight President Donald Trump. In other words, to do everything in your power to put down the will of the people. That is a democracy, folks. That's not the republic. I have an article here that was of interest to me that I thought I would share with you, because it's dealing with rural America. It says that the local banks and the local lending are dying, or drying up. I always say dying up. They're drying up in rural America. This is coming from Newsmax, and it's written by Kathy Burke, and she's actually quoting out of the Wall Street Journal, because it was a report from them. She says, financial lending is drying up in small communities around the country, making it harder for small businesses to stay up and running. Most small businesses, they have to take up a loan. Now, I haven't done that here because I didn't think I had to, but things are looking pretty bad. But she says the kind of in-person banking that's crucial to many small businesses is disappearing. You know, those personally owned banks, those community banks, we still have one here. We still have a couple of them here in the area where I am. In fact, I'm looking right at one. It's right across the street from me. It says if you are not a big business with tons of assets and a big bank account, they just overlook you. They just overlook you. And in rural America, I'm going to throw this in there because she doesn't mention that, but in rural America, you know, the farmers, as a rule, of course, you know, they can't save their seed and replant now, but as a rule, they go into the bank at the beginning of a season and they borrow the money to buy the seed, buy the fertilizer, to get the crops out, to start up a new year. That's going to be tough to do if the small bankers are drying up in rural America. That personal bank, you know, the banker that he lives next door or across the street or just across town. Everybody knows where the banker lives. That's drying up. We're losing that small town banking, going to the big banks, the big corporations. I have some news here about Kim Jong-un. You think he's changed his mind? Is he having a little emotional resolution? We'll talk about that when we come back. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I hope you're having a happy new year thus far. Had a good weekend and didn't get yourselves in too much trouble. Maybe your New Year resolution, you haven't broke them yet. After all, it is already the second day. There's no reason to start if you're going to diet. There's no reason to start at the first day of the month, because first day of the year, because you know you're going to break it with all those leftovers or the parties that you're attending. Well, this is a story from the Daily Caller, and Ryan Pickrell is the one who wrote this. North Korea has spent the past year largely ignoring the southern neighbor, you know, South Korea. But in his New Year's address yesterday, North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un said he's open to dialogue with South Korea. Now, I don't know what you're going to make of that, but it seems to be a step forward. I'm not sure if it truly is or not. He says, when it comes to relations between the North and the South, we should lower the military tensions on the Korean Peninsula to create a peaceful environment. Both the North and the South should make efforts. I find that interesting, don't you? Well, South Korean President Moon, he's extended several times his hand several times for talks, only to have it rejected. And South Korean officials have called into North Korea every day for over a year without any response. Officials from the South Korean Ministry of Unification visit the border of, I can't pronounce these, of a town called Panmunjom on a daily basis. making calls into North Korea once in the morning and once in the afternoon, and no one ever picks up the phone, the Associated Press reported back in October. So, is Kim of North Korea having some, has the pressure that's being put on him working? We know that China and Russia and some others have not been quite as helpful as they should have been with the sanctions. But is enough pressure being put on him that he thinks maybe they should open up the line of talking? Or is it just rhetoric for the new year? Because when he says they need to put down the military tensions, who's the one that's constantly threatening? So it's interesting anyway, I thought, that he would even say that in an address. It's a little out of character for Kim, don't you think? At least of late, it's out of character. I have an article here that, well, actually I have several of them, talking about the protests out of Iran. Now, I have been in the past, when I was a young girl, I always loved American history, but I never really cared a whole lot, not a whole lot, for world history. And now I could kick myself as realizing how stupid I was when I was young, not paying attention. But I have several articles here from several different places, The Daily Caller, Newsmax, and Fox News. And some of them are quoting from other articles inside these articles. But, yeah, Wall Street Journal is from one of them. They're talking about these protests that are going on in Iran. The Iranians, they don't have it so good. It's not going very well. Well, one here is, this is a Newsmax, and it's talking about Vice President Pence, and he was tweeting. You know, he gets them all in trouble, doesn't it? And this is by Brian Freeman. He says, Vice President Mike Pence vowed in a tweet yesterday, Monday, that the United States would not repeat the mistakes of the previous administration when Iranian protesters resisted the regime in Tehran. Pence also vowed not to let down the demonstrators, although he gave no specifics of course of action to aid them. Can't let them down, not going to let them down, because, you know, they're going against a tyrannical leader. He says at the beginning of the protests last week, Pence also tweeted his condemnation of the Iranian government and the support of the protests. Pence's support for the demonstrators comes as President Donald Trump has also sent out several tweets pledging American support for the demonstrators and stressing it is time for change in Iran. Now, Iran protesters, it's kind of a powerful, and it's powerful and it's real, is what this new Fox News is saying, and that's coming from a Stephen Miller. But the mainstream media is pretty much ignoring it. They're pretty much ignoring those demonstrators that are going on. The question that needs to be asked, according to this writer, is why traditional mainstream media outlets, grandstanding over their importance in the news and the bold era of fact-checking and truth-telling, have largely ignored the blossoming revolution. It's a revolution that's going on over there in Iran. They're trying to, because they were at one time a republic. And they're trying to gain back their republic. I need to get some folks on to talk about this because they're a little bit more astute as to what goes on in life and such in Iran and when all this took place. And of course, we have the United States to blame with some of this from way, way back. Way, way back. We're talking about Jimmy Carter back. It says that it's gone on. This was written on December 30th. That 3 days duration of rallies and protests that have found their way to Tehran have gone largely unnoticed by the American corporate media. The New York Times simply described the protests' economic grievances, the same way Iranian state-run television described them. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? I find that extremely interesting. I remember, and I know I've said this, and you think, Beth, you're old, you keep repeating yourself. I remember when my folks used to talk about how other countries didn't really know what was happening in their countries because the media was controlled by the government. What do we see now here in the United States of America? We've seen the mainstream media that absolutely, absolutely hates the president, and they will not report anything good that he has done. They will explode other things, make mountains out of molehills, so to speak. And not that he hasn't done some things to criticize, because he has. But they will talk about nothing good. Even Fox News, and I watch Fox News quite a bit. I didn't over the weekend because I took a little break. But even Fox News, they'll either be one way or the other. They have a host on there I really don't like to listen to because I believe he's part of mainstream media, and that is Chris Wallace. He will have both sides on, but how he presents his questions and how he presents his interviews are pretty much one-sided. He doesn't like President Donald Trump, and that's obvious. They don't have to like him. Just tell the truth. But you know, they talk politics. They don't really talk about the people. You know, I've got these analysts. They got to tell us everything that's going on and what we're supposed to think about it. Well, do we not have brains that we can think about it? Well, we can't think about it if they don't tell us what's going on. When we had the beginning of our revolution against the king, there was the Boston Massacre. And the government, the king's government, called it an incident. That's all that it was. It was just a minor incident. Nothing to see here. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. We are a republic. We were designed to be a republic, which means we the people are in charge, but we have kind of failed to stay in charge. The Iranians are trying to gain their republic back. They are having a revolution. It's not just an incident. And we're watching here on this nation, whether you like it or not, whether we agree with it or not, we're watching to make sure that they can revolt without being massacred, like a Boston Massacre. There is some more news I want to talk about. Homicides are down in some of the big cities. I'm not sure if that's 100% true or not, but that's what I got, and it's from Newsmax, and we're going to talk about that a little bit when we come back. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166.
That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
A Moments from a Founding Father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is January 2nd. I hope you're having a good new year, even though it's just getting kicked off. We're going to go to John from Missouri. John, how are you today?
Good morning. You touched on some very good topics this morning, Beth Ann.
Thank you.
I don't know if anybody remembers the Shah of Iran and seen any pictures, but they were very, very modern, very westernized. They got along with us really well. And look where we're at today.
Until Jimmy Carter.
You know, and I kind of wonder, because you're talking about North Korea, and from what we're understanding through the news that we get, Iran's having economic problems, and I'm wondering if that's not what's changing North Korea's point of view. Maybe their funds are getting cut off a little bit?
Well, they're supposed to be. You know, the sanctions should be working, and of course, that's what the president's contributing it to. He said the sanctions are working. And Iran, the people are hungry. I mean, they are having huge taxation, and the price of food has gone way up, and they're hungry. Are you there, John?
Oh, yeah, I am. I'm nodding my head. Yes, I'm agreeing with you.
I can't hear your head nod on the radio.
I know. You also mentioned something, I think, briefly, maybe, about the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if you've ever seen, there was a gentleman up, he was in Minnesota at the time, Bill Still did a piece on the Wizard of Oz.
Yes, I did.
And that is a very good, it's very informative. People really don't realize or understand what it was.
The original story of the Wizard of Oz was not about what we see on TV. It was about economics. Yes. And what is the name of the you can get it online now free. I can't think of the name of the DVD that they made, the video that they made, but it had something to do with the Oz. And it's very interesting, and the people that they interviewed in it was very interesting. One of them was Byron Dale, and anybody who remembers my mentor, Derry Brownfield, we had a little book called Down on the Farm, and that was written by Byron Dale, and he was in that video as well as many, many other people.
Hmm. Very good, yeah. They, and from what they said, the author of The Wizard of Oz only meant it to be, he just wrote one part, and it became such a hit, such demand for it, he ended up, he had to write all three or four books on it or something like that. It was not just one.
I'm trying to Google it here real quick. I think it was called The Secrets of Oz. And if you Google it or YouTube it, you can find that. And Bill Still is the name, so if you just put Bill Still in, and it's spelled just like it sounds, S-T-I-L-L, Bill Still. But it's, yeah, it's very interesting and very telling of our economy.
And for the most part, if everybody watched it, and they went out and just bought 1 ounce of silver, that would change the market immensely.
It is called The Secret of Oz by Bill Still, and you can go right to YouTube and look it up. And it is very lengthy, so you can watch it, pause it, go back and finish watching it another time, and it is very lengthy. I do remember that. So it's a couple hours, 2 or 3 hours long, so... Appreciate it, John, for the reminder. I no longer have that, but it's called The Secret of Oz.
Wow.
All right.
Very good. Thank you, Beth.
Appreciate it. Thank you. It had nothing to do with Dorothy in Kansas.
No, it did not. It was all over the economy.
It definitely was. I appreciate it. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
I have an article here, as I was mentioning before we went into the break, about some of the cities that have had a decline in homicides. I kind of wonder about the statistics here that are being presented, but we're going to think that they're telling us the truth anyway. And this is coming from Newsmax, and they're usually a pretty good source, but you're only as good as the sources that you have. It says that New York, Chicago, and Washington have all experienced a significant decline in homicides in 2017, though the murder rate rose in Baltimore and Maryland amid drug problems and lingering racial tensions, and we've had quite a bit of that in the last 2 or 3 years in this nation. And while it's a number of murders was down, it says Washington saw some particular brutal killings, including a gruesome decapitation blamed on gangs. We are having gang problems throughout the United States, particularly in some of these larger cities. The homicide decline was dramatic in New York, which experienced 2,245 killings as recently as 1990, but just 286 in 2017 as of December 27th. And this is according to the New York Times. That's where they're getting their numbers here. That was down, it says, by 334 in 2016 and represented the city's lowest number of murders since 1950s. Now, I find that kind of difficult to believe, but I'm going to try to understand that they're giving us some good numbers. We know that that it's still pretty ugly, even though it's going down. We want it to go down, but we know that it's still pretty ugly. And we know there have been a lot of anti-police demonstrations and lots of things that have gone on. But anyway, it's good news if it's going down. It's not such good news for Baltimore and Maryland because it's gone up. So they might have to look and see, and it's blaming it on the drugs that have come in. So Okay, we have Roger from New Mexico. Everybody wants to concentrate on Iran. Roger from New Mexico, how are you doing today?
Just fine. Sounds like you guys have got off to a good start for the new year.
Well, hopefully.
I wanted to very few people know that when the Shah was in power, America sent our U.S. Army went into Iran, and we mapped the entire country to a class 4 level where we could hit any intersection with an ICBM. And my dad was in the Army Map Service. He mapped the perimeter of communist world in his 30-year career. Anyway, he was in Iran in 63, and you got to hear this, because when they map a country, you go into every county, similar to our counties, and you hire local teenagers, because they are the ones that are the shepherds that walk the land. They know where all the hidden holes are, the paths, the water holes, the caves. They know all the detail.
Okay.
And so you hire all these teenagers or young men, and at the end of when they get the whole county mapped, it's all done, we're ready to move to another one, put the call out, every worker comes to the Army compound, and you pay them in cash.
Hmm.
And invariably, the mullah that ran the village, he got wind of it. He'd show up at the Army compound with his police with their AK-47 pop guns. And Colonel Abel already had set up Browning automatics with tracers. He'd fire tracers over their head, told them to get the hell out of here.
Wow.
Anyway, we pissed off every mullah in the whole damn country.
Yeah, we did.
So the result of that is I think the mullahs took over. Well, you know, it's like a butterfly flies crooked in one area.
We helped take out the Shah. We helped take out the Shah, and it fell.
Yeah.
The Republic fell and went to what they have now, which isn't good. And now what was once a friend to the United States is now not so much. More of an enemy to the United States.
One part of the story I left out that's really important. Every young man that was coming to be paid, he showed up with all of his belongings on a camel and just kept right on going because he knew the mullah would come and take his wages.
All right, we're going into a break. Thank you so much. When we come back, we have Ray holding, and he wants to talk about the murders. I have a couple other stories here I want to share with you, something that Senator Graham is concerned about. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And when we come back, we'll go to Ray, and we will be right back. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment by L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Winter and holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com. Returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. We're going to go to Ray in Illinois. Ray, how are you today?
Happy New Year, Beth Ann.
Well, Happy New Year to you, sir.
Okay, as far as the murders go, I don't believe a word they're saying.
Like you don't think they've gone down?
No. Well, why is it Chicago wanted the United Nations to come in and start taking guns?
Well, that was my question exactly in my own little mind. They didn't mention that at all in this article.
Yeah, and if you look, all these cities that are having problems with murders are all democratically run.
Well, not only that, they're all with the highest gun control
exactly.
laws as well. So innocent or maybe the average citizen can't defend themselves. But a lot of it is gang related. I do believe that that's the case in a lot of these cities. It is gang related. It always has been, I think, to some degree. Chicago's always been known for its violence.
I said this a long time ago. They have problems with the gangs. Cordon off the streets. Let them kill each other. The last one standing, he goes to jail.
I wonder why they don't listen to you on that one.
Yeah, well, they want to kill each other. Let them.
Well, it's...
I don't agree with it, but
I agree. Well, they had the gangsters back in the day too, you know, fighting for control, and so it's always been a problem in Chicago and some of the big cities.
Well, that is also because of when they prohibition on booze, and that really brought out the bad people.
Right, but a lot of these gangsters there. Are the gangsters. A lot of the gangs right now are, some are homegrown, some are not. Some have come in from outside the United States. And I'm not sure that I'm buying those numbers, but it was nice to think about if it had really gone down. But I know that they've been talking about the UN coming in there to take over because of the violence.
That's what we have a National Guard for.
Mm-hmm. But it's interesting. And de Blasio, you know, he's going to make sure that everybody's eating and drinking properly, because that's why they elected him. So with more progressive laws and infiltration into lives is what New York seems to want.
Oh, well, Chicago's doing a sanctuary city thing, and they're giving free IDs to illegals now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that the state of California is doing the same thing. It's not going to go well. It's just not going to go well. I'm not sure where it's headed, but I know it's not heading in a good direction. Appreciate the call.
Well, I imagine they'd change their mind, though, if they cut off the federal funding.
You know, that's what really ought to be done. It truly mm-hmm. ought to be done. But then I was thinking, too, maybe that's when they want to bring the UN in then, because they're not going to get anything from the United States. And, of course, if we stop funding the UN, we'll be done with them as well.
Well, that's a good thing, too.
That was one thing I was really happy. I thought Nikki Haley was doing a great job. And, of course, I know she's getting her orders from the president. So, you know, stop saying you're our friend and you want our money if you're not going to support us when we...
Well, it's just like the climate change stuff. Who was paying the bill? The U.S.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, and then we pay most of the money to the U.N.? No. Enough.
Yep. Enough is enough. American people need the money.
Exactly. Like I said before, charity starts at home.
Yes, it does. And we have plenty of needs right here. I appreciate it, Ray. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'll let you go, Bethany.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. I have an article here. It's also a Newsmax article. This one's written by Sandy Fitzgerald. And I just kind of had to get a little crooked grin on my face because I'm thinking, Senator Lindsey Graham, I don't know how to take this guy. But anyway, Senator Graham, he says special counsel needed on Trump-Russia dossier, however you want to say it. Says a special counsel is needed to look into the background of the dossier that was created during President Donald Trump's campaign and how the document has been used and handled. This is coming from Lindsey Graham. He said this on Friday. Now, my question is, how happy is Lindsey Graham going to be when we find out who all was behind this dossier? Because I'll guarantee you there were some Republicans behind this that hate the president so very much and did not want him to get elected, did not want him to win the primary, did not want him to get elected. What's Senator Graham going to think of then if some of his good old buddies, and I have one particular in mind, had something to do with this? And if I had any money to lay it down, I probably would. Well, maybe not. Anyway, he goes on to say, he says, I've spent some time in the last couple of days after a lot of fighting with the Department of Justice to get the background on the dossier. This is coming from Lindsey Graham. I'm very disturbed, he says, about what the Department of Justice did with this dossier, and we need a special counsel to look into it. I don't know about you. I wonder how much money we're spending on all these special counsels. Not that I don't think it needs looked into. We know that it was a trumped-up piece of paper based on untruths used to spy on others, and something does need to be done about it. But this is what we get when we fall away from a republic and we allow government and bureaucracy to take over. And the really... We have no one to blame but ourselves because we were asleep at the helm and we allowed this. And we're still allowing this. People in New York continue to elect de Blasio. People in Missouri continue to elect Roy Blunt and Claire McCaskill. And yes, I said Roy Blunt. We continue to elect the same people. They get richer and you don't. It's as plain as the nose on your face if you'll just look in the mirror and see the deception, the big government bureaucracy that has taken over this nation. And you cannot like President Donald Trump. That's okay. You don't have to like him. But he is trying, and he is being fought from every side, from every corner of bureaucracy. He's trying to get the regulations back into control so that it's fair for Americans and fair for the American businesses, including farmers and ranchers. We have to get back control. Maybe that should be your New Year's resolution, to get this nation back under the control of we the people. The Iranians are fighting for their republic. Are you willing to fight for your republic, or do you want to call it a democracy? A socialistic democracy, as Bernie Sanders likes to say, and Elizabeth Warren. He's made a New Year's resolution to fight against Donald Trump. Not to represent the people. No, not that. What will you make your New Year's resolution to be? Can we the people, will we the people, be willing to fight to bring America home? Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.